Griswold was able to advance forward into postseason play after last Friday's 8-0 shutout victory against Fremont Mills. Some highlights of the game were that the Tigers allowed no errors in the ball field, made 30 plays on the field, and the team hit .469 at the plate while advancing on to the state qualifier. Griswold is playing some of their best softball, and head coach Jody Rizel is proud of the energy that these girls bring to the field in every ball game.
Yeah, highlights were just really clean defense. The girls just did a great job of playing whatever ball was hit at them and being ready and moving on to the next play then. And just, I think, a whole team, all 16 girls, energy throughout the whole game was just really great and kept our focus on the game.
One of Griswold's top successes this season comes from base running. They're already successful at the plate with a team .333 batting average, a .436 on base percentage, and 205 RBIs that have come off some key hits and heads-up base running. The team has a total of 137 stolen bases on the season, which ties for 6th in Class 1A, and it shows from the heads-up plays made on the base path.
I mean, it's something we spend a lot of time in practice on. We do a lot of live situations with base running, everything live in practices, so I think that helps a lot prepare us for games. But the girls have just really been focused and learn a lot and take advantage of it.
Griswold's defense is one of the key points to their success. Both pitching and fielding work hand-in-hand with one another, with a .925 fielding percentage and an overall team ERA of .98. It is led by top fielders Dakota Reynolds, Abby Goldinghorst, and even catcher Whitney Pennock, who all lead the team in fielding percentage. The circle has been led by Carly Milliken, who has a .96 ERA with 212 strikeouts and has allowed just 20 earned runs in 30 games.
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand both ways. I think, Carly helps give our defense confidence with the way she conducts herself and the control she has and composure she has in the circle. But at the same time, I think the defense behind her gives Carly the confidence then to go out and pitch too, knowing that they've got her back. So I think it goes hand in hand.
The foundation of Griswold's success comes from the team themselves. Coach Rizel has laid out the foundation, and the girls have built up a stronghold to success both on and off the field.
I really think foundational has just been like the girls setting up their expectations, what they want their team to be about, how they want to define our season before we even start. And we just really keep that in the forefront of our mind throughout the season, every week, checking in on those things. I think that's really been foundational for our success over the last several years. And it's really been player led. And we start the process at the beginning of the season, but then the girls really lead it from there and take control of it from there.
In tonight's Class 1A Region 4 Championship ball game, Griswold has a chance to avenge themselves from last year's regional championship when they fell to Wayne 5-4. They'll be taking on Martinsdale St. Mary's, which was ranked as the top team in Class 1A by the IGHSAU. They match up with Griswold in just about every way, from pitching to hitting, as the Tigers and the Blue Devils match evenly in 7 different categories. This will be the game of the night in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, you get to this point of the season, regardless of who you're playing, you expect them to be a strong team, and that's what we expect tonight. I think it's going to be a really good game. We're really excited about it. As far as matching up, I think we're both really good defensive teams, but also are able to put the ball in play throughout the order. It's just a really good matchup for us, and we're really excited about it.
Griswold takes on Martinsdale St. Mary's tonight on the road with the opening pitch at 7 p.m., KSOM 96.5 will have the broadcast of this game with a pregame show at 6:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.